Christian Talk is Power Gospel. WNAH, Nashville.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Hi, this is One of Messiah Congregation, that is Kahal Echad BeMashiach. We are Jews and Gentiles, and we're all one in Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah. You know, I thank God I could be here. This is our second broadcast as we came back. I'd like to ask the Lord to bless and anoint this broadcast. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you. We could be here this half hour. I pray you'll open up ears, or eyes, hearts. Lord, we're here, Lord and God, to spread your gospel, your word. Lord, I pray, Lord and God, you'll do something new. Teach us something new today that we didn't know. So give us an understanding that we never had. We ask you everything in the mighty name of the Yeshua, the Mashiach, the Messiah. And that's Jesus in English. I just praise and thank the Lord we could be here today. Bless everyone. Heal those that need healing. I pray for deliverance to those that need deliverance. Put a wall of fire around and about Israel. Lord and God, stop these people that are causing such a nightmare. Lord, this Hamas and Hezbollah. I pray, Lord and God, that you'll stop them. Put a wall of fire around and about thy people. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim. Praise the Lord, everyone. Well, this is One of Messiah Congregation, and we are, as I said, we are Jews, Gentiles. We all believe in Yeshua, Jesus, the Mashiach. He is the Messiah that was foretold in the Tanakh. Tanakh is an acronym for Torah, prophets, and the writings. And I just thank God we could be here. Today, I believe, it's November the 15th. And let's see, God has his own calendar, in case you don't know that. We're also in the eighth month of God, which is called Bul, and that you could find that in 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 38. God has his own calendar. And I just praise the Lord that we have his word. You know, time seems to go so quick, and when I was driving here this afternoon to the station, I'm at the station live. If you'd like to talk to me, by the way, you can call in any time at 615-256-1360. 615-256-1360. I'm live at the studio. And I was driving here this afternoon, and I was startled by a radio broadcast I was listening to out of California. Somebody called something George. I can't think of his name. People to people in Los Angeles, California somewhere. And it was such a terrible thing he was saying. He was saying that the Old Testament was dung. Apostle Paul was not saying that. Apostle Paul was saying that the things he learned, he was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was a son of a Pharisee. He was taught by Gamaliel. And the things that were not in the Bible, he considered dung. Not the Old Testament. This is such an atrocity that, you know, these people are broadcasting these things and telling people that the Tanakh is useless, worthless. And I felt so sorry for him. I pray the Lord has mercy on him. And I don't know, even wouldn't know how to, it just caught me by surprise. I'm not used to anyone saying that, even in the Christian world. Anyway, we are Jews that believe in the Messiah. We are the Israel of God. And today I wanted to talk about the covenants. And I believe people in the world of religion get this so mixed up. You know, everyone thinks that you throw away the 77% of the Bible and you just live your life by 23%. And this is called the Gospels and the letters. I mean, if anyone would take time and read the Bible yourself without, you know, the persuasions of your ministers, you'll find out everything. It is written. It was written. As it is said, on my website, oneofmessiah.net, I have put many scriptures from the Gospels and letters that they come from the Torah. They come from the prophets. They come from Psalms. Some people, they just threw away God's word. You know, the first covenant, or the old covenant, it was an example and shadow of heavenly things, a figure for the time then present. There's nothing wrong with it. It was an example of the shadow of heavenly things. The new covenant was given to the house of Israel. I don't understand. Most of these people that I hear on the radio and also in my life, they don't even know who the New Covenant was given to. Remember, if you want to get in on this conversation, I'm at 615, if you're out of the vicinity here in Nashville, 615-256-1360, or just 256-1360. You know, if you look in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 31, you will see that it says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." Well, that's new information for a lot of people. And I know people are going to say, well, that's just the old prophets. Who needs them anymore? This man on the radio was telling people that the Old Testament, as he called it, that was just an example of all the people that flopped out, that were no example of God. And it's such a his perspective on the Bible was, I never heard of such a thing. Sounds like a liberalism in these people that don't know how to discern the Word of God. But when you get to reading the Scriptures yourself, it says in Jeremiah 31:31, so the Lord's making this new covenant with the house of Israel. It says, "Not according to the covenant I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel." So this should be information that you should be asking. Well, if this new covenant, this Brit Hadashah, was given to the house of Israel, where does it leave you as a Gentile, the Goyim, the nations? Well, you have to join the Israel of God. And God says many places in the Bible that there's only one body, one spirit, one Lord. It isn't everyone in the, they call it the Old Testament, that they all were failures. This person really got me excited coming here today. Anyway, this is what it says in Jeremiah. It says, he says that, "After those days, saith the Lord, I'll put my law in your inward parts, I'll write them in your hearts, I'll be their God, and they shall be my people, and they shall not teach," it says, they don't have to teach everyone no more, "every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they all shall know me, from the least to the greatest of them, saith the Lord. I will forgive their iniquities and remember their sin no more." You know, when you read this in Jeremiah 31, you might say, "I haven't read Jeremiah in a long time. Who is Jeremiah?" I mean, it's Yirmiyahu in Hebrew. You know, you say to yourself, well, why should I be reading that? Well, the reason why, when you go to your letters, the letter to the Hebrews, remember, it's the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 8, Apostle Paul is quoting verbatim. He's quoting verbatim Jeremiah. And I'll just read some of it to you. This is chapter 8, verse 1. It says, "Now of the things which we have spoken," this is the sum, "we have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices, whereof it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things." See, there's nothing wrong with the Torah, the Nevi'im, the prophets, and the Kutuvim, the writings. They served their purpose. A lot of it is an example and shadow, and much of it was prophecies about the Messiah, the Mashiach. We are one of Messiah congregation. Remember, if you'd like to call in, I'm at 256-1360, 256-1360. That's 615 if you're out of the vicinity. But here's what it says in Hebrews chapter 8. It says, "But now had he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much more also he is the mediator of the Brit Hadashah, a better covenant, which was established upon better promises." For if the first, and the reason why it's saying like that, because the first covenant was the animal blood. The first covenant, the first testament, isn't a bunch of books like the people tell you, but it was the animal sacrifices, the Levitical priesthood, which was a shadow and an example of heavenly things. And of course, we know it went from the Levitical priesthood right to the heavenly priesthood after the order of Melchizedek. Everyone heard of Melchizedek, right? Well, his name is Melchizedek in Hebrew. It means my king is righteous, or my righteous king. And of course, that's what Yeshua is, after the order of Melchizedek. And that's Melchizedek in Hebrew. But anyway, here's what it says. We just read 31 of Jeremiah, and it goes right to Hebrews chapter 8, and Paul is quoting this right here. This is in the book of Hebrews chapter 8, verse 8. But finding fault with them, that's with the people, not with the scriptures. Finding fault with the people because they broke his laws, they sinned, they had to offer up sins, the priests first for themselves and then also for the people, you know, and also priests died. There was no continuance. Paul says right here in Hebrews, he's quoting verbatim, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, I'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah." Has anyone read this lately? And this is right in your letters, the letter to the Hebrews. So if God is making a covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, and he said, he's quoting Jeremiah, he says, "Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord." It says, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days." Has anyone ever thought of that in the church world? Has any Christian ever thought of that when they're reading the book of Hebrews? He says, "But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord." So my question to you right off the bat would be, did you join the Israel of God? Do you know what that even means? Do you know there's one body? Do you know that we're all in it together? I hope so. So it's a covenant that God makes with the house of Israel. "After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least to the greatest." Amen. So this new covenant is a covenant that has been foretold in the book of Jeremiah. I mean, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of years before Yeshua came and fulfilled all the prophecies in Tanakh, or in the Word of God. And if you have any questions on what I'm saying, please call me at 256-1360. My name is Angelo Malachi, or Malachi. I'm the minister of One and Messiah Congregation. I'd love to hear from you. You know, these two covenant, this covenant, the new covenant, is pertaining to, of course, Yeshua said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood." And it pertains to Jesus. Jesus is the mediator. Yeshua is the mediator. You know, if people would just read the scriptures correctly, they would understand you don't throw away 77% of the Bible, of the scriptures. I'm astounded how many ministers are teaching this, that this one scripture, they always tell people they're not under the law. Well, they read this so incorrectly that when it says you're not under the law, that's talking about the law is not crushing you because you're keeping the commandments, and the law is holy and just and good. People got these verses so misconstrued. It isn't, the law isn't sin. The law is the law of God. How would you even know what sin is unless you knew the commandments of God? Knowing the commandments, and then you do your little checklist, you make sure that you are keeping the commandments. That's how simple it is. You know, One of Messiah Congregation, Kahal Echad BeMashiach, we are a yeshiva. That means a school of study. We study constantly, and we read the Word of God, not neglecting anything in the Word. You know, these people quote Yeshua when he says, "Man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." And then they refer to the Gospels and letters. Well, that's absurd, because when Yeshua quoted that, that's in Deuteronomy, and there was no Gospels or letters. So these people don't even understand what they're reading. I hear these ministers that come out of seminaries and divinity school, and they tell people that if Yeshua, you know, if the Bible you got today was good enough for them, it's good enough for him. Yeshua didn't even have a Bible like we have today. I mean, Apostle Paul was preaching out of the five books of Moses, the law of Moses, the Torah, and the prophets, and the Psalms, and the writings. I mean, the people don't understand. Now, we are believers, and we are Christians in the truest sense. What that means to us is not Protestants, not Catholics. We are Mashichiim, Mashichi. I'm a Christian. In other words, a Messiah follower. When this was said to a King Agrippa said, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." He wasn't talking about a Protestant because there was no such thing. He wasn't talking about a Catholic. There was no such thing. He was talking about a Messiah follower, you know, of the sect of the Nazarenes, you know, Yeshua. And this way of God was the only way. Yeshua says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And this subject today, I'm trying to make clear in people's their minds, the first covenant and the second covenant, which is synonymous with the First Testament and the Second Testament. You have to understand what we're talking about and what the scriptures are talking about. It's not talking about a bunch of books. I don't know who turned that into and what time of what century they turned that into. The first covenant goes into beautiful explanation in Hebrews chapter 8 and chapter 9. And I'll read some of it to you. This is the first covenant. The first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and of a worldly sanctuary. There was a tabernacle made, the first, wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, amen, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein is the golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. You know, first of all, when you're talking about the covenants, a lot of these Protestant ministers and Catholics, they throw away the commandments. We're not talking about commandments, the mitzvot. Commandments are commandments. And what we try to do at our congregation, we try to start very easy with people. We try to take you first, let's go through the Ten Commandments. And most people don't even know where they are, but they're in Exodus chapter 20, Deuteronomy chapter 5. And you need to learn your Ten Commandments. They're not done away. This is the funniest thing they ever hear people say. I mean, if you don't know the commandments, how would you even know what sin is? John, in his epistles, tells people what is sin. Sin is the transgression of the law. You know, there's nothing wrong with the law. The law is perfect, the Bible says. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. I just praise and thank the Lord. I could be here and make straight the way of the Lord. We are called One of Messiah Congregation. If you'd like to talk to me, I'm at 615-256-1360. 615-256-1360. We come from more of a Jewish, Hebraic perspective. We are coming from the scriptures. We don't add to it. We don't diminish from it. So going back to the Hebrews chapter 9, it says, but into the, we're starting on verse 7, but into the second veil went the high priest alone once every year. This is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And of course, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. So this is the first covenant. The first covenant was the sacrifices, was the Levitical priesthood, the Holy Ghost, thus signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not made manifest while the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present. See, this is all the things that are done in the five books of Moses, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Numbers. A lot of this are shadows. They're patterns of heavenly things. And they're indirect forecasts of Messiah also. You know, Moses told the people, "A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you. Him shall you hear." And this prophet, of course, is Messiah, Jesus, Yeshua. The reason why I use the word Yeshua, in case you're wondering, obviously we're talking about a person from Israel. Obviously we're talking about his mother might have been Miriam, and his father might have been Yosef. Of course, many, many years later, hundreds of years later, Of course, the letter J was created a little over 500 years ago. It was Latinized from the Greek, Jesus. Of course, that's how we get the name Jesus today. But in Hebrew, his name is Yeshua, which means he will save. And that's why we like using the Hebrew name. It gives a little more, it gives it a meaning. And there's nothing wrong with the name Jesus, of course, if you speak English. And we pray to the same God. But you have to understand these covenants. Now, I'm hoping that people, as you're driving or as you're home in your house, in your office, you're thinking about these things, you might want to call me, 256-1360. I'm right here at the studio. That's 256-1360. If you have a question or if you feel a comment that you'd like to make, and that's 615 if you're in the vicinity, not in the vicinity, a little further out from Nashville. But these covenants, if you read them in Hebrews chapter 8, chapter 9, and you'll read in chapter 8 that it says that for this cause, Yeshua, he is the mediator of the new covenant. Of course, that by means of that, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. And this is important. Yeshua is the mediator. He is deity. We believe he is the Word of God made flesh, HaDavar HaElohim. He's the Word of the Lord, and the Word of the Lord is from everlasting. And we just thank God for the Word of the Lord that inhabited this body. Apostle Paul makes it clear a body was prepared. And these two covenants, they need to be looked at a little more, I would say, a little clearer. And this half-hour broadcast doesn't really do justification of the explanation of this. If you'd like to come by and visit us anytime, every Saturday on the Sabbath, we meet at 12 o'clock, and we have a wonderful Bible study. We have singing and dancing. We bring food, and we keep the Shabbat. That's on Saturday, of course. It starts Friday night sundown to Saturday night sundown. This is the fourth commandment out of the Ten Commandments. And if you'd like to come by, just give me a call anytime after the broadcast. That's 615-591-9820. 615-591-9820. However, I am here today in the studio. If you'd like to talk to me, I'm at 615-256-1360. That's 256-1360. And talk to us. Give us a question. Give us a comment. If you don't understand what I'm saying, read chapter 8 of Hebrews, chapter 9, read chapter 10. You know, it even says that in chapter 10 of Hebrews, this Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law. So when you use the word law in the Bible, it has many different applications. The word law has many different meanings in different passages in Scripture. So you have to always make sure that you're applying the right meaning to the right passage. And we understand here that the new covenant that was given to the house of Israel in Jeremiah 31, echoed again in Hebrews chapter 8 by Apostle Paul, this new covenant was the actual fulfillment of the first covenant, or as people call it, the old covenant, which was the animal blood and the sacrifices and the Levitical priesthood and the service of the temple, which all points to heavenly things, spiritual things, which points to the Messiah, how he is now the high priest, and he is king, and he is reigning, and he is the Messiah, and through him there's only salvation. So this word of God, it dovetails, it goes back and forth. Every word of God is important. Why people don't read the whole Bible, I'll never understand it. The churches need to start telling people, read from Genesis to Revelations. Read the whole Scripture. Read everything. Don't leave anything out. The Word of God is so exciting to me. You know, if you go to my website at oneinmessiah.net, oneinmessiah.net, I have 24-hour teachings on the audio link. Just go on the left side of the web page, and I have audio links. We have videos of Israel, videos of different studies. I think you'll find it very interesting. And, you know, if you're on the internet, we're constantly on. That's oneinmessiah.net. If you'd like to talk to me, You can always email me. My email is there, malachi@oneofmessiah.net. We are Bible believers, and we come from more of a Jewish, Hebraic perspective. And we hope that people would look at these scriptures. And when you get a chance, you can go to my website, go to Interesting Subjects, and click on some of these subjects. You might find something you maybe never thought of, and or maybe you never looked at it this way. But we only come from the Bible. We read the Hebrew, we read the English. And in English, we read a Bible called the King James Version, which is the accurate Bible. It matches the Ben Chayin Masoretic text, the Hebrew. And, of course, the Greek of it comes from the Textus Receptus, which is from over 5,000 manuscripts that used to be. Now there's only fragments in museums. I'm a teacher, a researcher. I would love to talk to anyone at any time. Remember, we are oneofmessiah.net and One of Messiah Congregation. And we do believe we're all one. We're Echad, one in Messiah. That's why we're called Kahal. We are one of Messiah. You know, if you are around on Saturday, 12 o'clock, we're at the New Hope Community Church. That's the New Hope Community Church right on Wilson Pike. That's 605 Wilson Pike, right there in Brentwood, Tennessee. Come and visit us. 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock every Saturday on the Shabbat. We keep the Shabbat, the Sabbath. And we're there having a wonderful time studying. You'll meet some brothers and sisters. Come and see some Jews that believe in the Messiah. We are Jews from the Bible, not Jews from Judaism. And we believe in the Hebrew Bible. We believe in the Scriptures. And we want you to understand what the covenants are. The first covenant was very important, which is a shadow and an example of heavenly things. And it pointed right to the new covenant, which is now, Yeshua says, the night he was betrayed, he took bread, and he broke it. There's one bread, one cup, one blood. He said, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. It's no longer the animal blood that was a figure of the true, pointing to the sacrifices. The sacrifices are pointing to the Messiah. You know, this half hour seems to just fly by. If anyone would like to talk to me, I'm still at 256-1360, 256-1360, and that's 615 area code if you're out of the Nashville vicinity. You still got a few minutes left. I hope that you're listening today to me. Remember, we're in the eighth month of God, and that's right in your Bible. I know most people don't know God has his own months. God has his own calendar. God has his own feasts. We keep the feast of the Lord, the Moedim, Moedei Yehovah, you know, and if people would just start reading the scriptures and not leaving anything out, I think that you would have more a way to rightly divide the word of God. You'd be more rounded as a believer in the Messiah. We believe that only through the Messiah you could obtain salvation through the blood that he shed on the tree. He is the one that fulfilled all the prophecies. And we are Jews that believe in this. We read the Hebrew. We see over 300 prophecies of Messiah. And it all points to Jesus, Yeshua. And we praise and thank you. If anyone would like to go over these verses one day, remember, we are oneofmessiah.net. Get on my website. Meet us on the Sabbath at the New Hope Community Church right here in Brentwood, Tennessee. We're at 605 Wilson Pike. That's 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee. Call anytime. I'm at 615-591-9820, 615-591-9820 after the broadcast. I'm Angelo Malachi with One of Messiah Congregation, and we'd love to have you. We'd love to see you. We meet every Shabbat, and if you're a Bible studier, we even show up on Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock, and it's also at the New Hope Community Church right there in Brentwood, Tennessee. If you're a Bible studier, we'd love getting together. If you'd like to do Hebrew class, let me know. Give me a call. If you'd like to come and learn some songs. So I praise and thank the Lord for this broadcast. It seems to come and go so quick. It's the fastest broadcast I've ever been on. There's so many things to talk about. Know your two covenants. They're both good. And we just thank God for the blood of the Messiah. We thank God for salvation. Call me anytime. We're One of Messiah Congregation. That's oneofmessiah.net. So I say, Baruch Hashem, Yeshua, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I pray for you, pray for us, and come and join us one day. You know, we are people that just love the Lord, and we love praising the Lord, and I know you do too. So please come and join us and be one in Messiah. I say, God bless you, Baruch Hashem, Yeshua. May the Lord bless you, heal you, deliver you, and if you need salvation, call upon him. He will answer your prayers. He is ever present. He's a God of all comfort. He is right now listening and listening to your mind and your heart. So praise and thank the Lord today for your salvation. And if you need salvation, call upon the Lord. He said he'll turn no one away. I just praise the Lord for my salvation. And Baruch Hashem, Yeshua. May the Lord bless you. God bless you. In the name of Jesus, Yeshua. Amen. Praise the Lord.
The best gospel music and your favorite hymns. 1360 WNAH, Nashville.